Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yumna Meditation Center Hamburg Yumna Dharma Sa of the Yumna Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigwang Dapopsenam about As We Get Older, Part 4. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigwang Dapopsenam, 11,981, March 29, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. As we get older, we can often feel that our bodies are becoming increasingly uncomfortable. Just like we retire at the age of 65 in our professional life, our bodies similarly want to retire as well. Hence, we can feel it when our bodies are not healthy. Our bodies are built because of condition. So, when all the conditions disappear as time goes by, so do our bodies. The conditions of our bodies are very clear, but regardless of what the conditions are, when our minds are clear, we do not get caught by these conditions and we always remain clear and bright. Therefore, all the Buddhas and Masters always realize their own minds. When we realize our own mind, then there is no suffering from either being born or dying. We always maintain a calm and serene stance, dwelling in quietude. So we are never bothered by bodily conditions and we rather take care of our bodies much more correctly. Therefore, when we wish to live longer, we can live longer. When we do not want to, we can go on to the next life. Similarly, our fearful minds lead us into suffering. Thus, it is important that we keep our own lives comfortable without any undue burdens. Buddhism is the practice of attaining realization, which is gag, regardless of how many good teachings we receive. When we do not realize them, then it is nothing more than eye contact. Hence, the more we practice, the clearer we become. We can then think very lucidly about what we did not know before. So all the organs in our bodies can be correctly protected. This means that we become the owners of our minds, which is the purpose of our lives as well. Attachment is our hindrance, hence being emancipated means finding the owner of our mind. Thank you very much, Jigwang Dapopsenam. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Jigwang Dapopsenam. I wish you a happy, nice and joyous and amazing week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.